Today's reading begins in Exodus chapter 12, verse 29. Exodus chapter 12, verse 29. At midnight, the Lord struck down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on his throne to the firstborn of the captive who was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of the livestock. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants, and all the Egyptians. And there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where someone was not dead. Then he summoned Moses and Aaron by night and said, Up, go out from among my people, both you and the people of Israel, and go, serve the Lord as you have said. Take your flocks and your herds as you have said, and be gone, and bless me also. The Egyptians were urgent with the people to send them out of the land in haste, for they said, We shall all be dead. So the people took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading bowls being bound up in their cloaks on their shoulders. The people of Israel had also done as Moses told them, for they had asked the Egyptians for silver and gold jewelry and for clothing. And the Lord had given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they let them have what they asked. Thus they plundered the Egyptians. And the people of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth about 600,000 men on foot, besides women and children. A mixed multitude also went up with them, and very much livestock, both flocks and herds. And they baked unleavened cakes of the dough that they had brought out of Egypt, for it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt and could not wait, nor had they prepared any provisions for themselves. The time that the people of Israel lived in Egypt was 430 years. At the end of 430 years, on that very day, all the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. It was a night of watching by the Lord, to bring them out of the land of Egypt. So this same night is the night of watching kept by the Lord by all the people of Israel throughout their generations. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, This is the statute of the Passover. No foreigner shall eat of it, but every slave that is bought for money may eat of it after you have circumcised him. No foreigner or hired worker may eat of it. It shall be eaten in one house. You shall not take any of the flesh outside the house, and you shall not break any of its bones. All the congregation of Israel shall keep it. If a stranger shall sojourn with you and would keep the Passover to the Lord, let all his males be circumcised. Then he may come near and keep it. He shall be as a native of the land, but no uncircumcised person shall eat of it. There shall be one law for the native and for the stranger who sojourns among you. All the people of Israel did just as the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron, and on that very day the Lord brought the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their hosts. The Lord said to Moses, Consecrate to me all the firstborn. Whatever is the first to open the womb among the people of Israel, both of man and of beast, is mine. Then Moses said to the people, Remember this day in which you came out of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, for by a strong hand the Lord brought you out from this place. No leavened bread shall be eaten. Today, in the month of Abib, you are going out, and the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, which he swore to your fathers to give you, a land flowing with milk and honey. You shall keep this service in this month. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day there shall be a feast to the Lord. Unleavened bread shall be eaten for 7 days. No leavened bread shall be seen with you, and no leaven shall be seen with you in all your territory. You shall tell your son on that day, It is because of what the Lord did for me when I came out of Egypt. And it shall be to you as a sign on your hand, and as a memorial between your eyes, that the law of the Lord may be in your mouth. For with a strong hand the Lord has brought you out of Egypt. You shall therefore keep this statute at its appointed time from year to year. When the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites, as he swore to you and your fathers, and shall give it to you, you shall set apart to the Lord all that the first opens the womb. All the firstborn of your animals that are males shall be the Lord's. Every firstborn of a donkey you shall redeem with a lamb, or if you will not redeem it, you shall break its neck. Every firstborn of man among your sons you shall redeem. And when in time to come your son asks you, What does this mean? You shall say to him, By a strong hand the Lord brought us out of Egypt, from the house of slavery. For when Pharaoh stubbornly refused to let us go, The Lord killed all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of animals. Therefore I sacrifice to the Lord all the males that first opened the womb, but all the firstborn of my sons I redeem. It shall be as a mark on your hand, or frontlets between your eyes, for by a strong hand the Lord brought us out of Egypt. When Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them by way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt. But God led the people around by the way of the wilderness toward the Red Sea. And the people of Israel went up out of the land of Egypt equipped for battle. Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for Joseph had made the sons of Israel solemnly swear, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones with you from here. And they moved on from Succoth and encamped at Etham, on the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them along the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, that they might travel by day and by night. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night did not depart from before the people. There are a few things in our reading today that stand out that I think would be worthy of us putting a little bit of focus on. I hope that you noticed that when they were talking about this Passover lamb, that it stated that they were not to break any of its bones. And that obviously should point us toward Christ, who none of his bones were broken, though he was crucified and then pierced in his side. He was the Passover lamb, the Lamb of God, that brought about the forgiveness of our sins. We should always be looking for those pointers from the Old Testament that will bring us to Christ. Remember, the Old Testament was a tutor to bring us to Christ. So this final plague comes upon Egypt, in which all the firstborn are killed. And you notice the panic that arises within the Egyptians, that they want the Hebrews to go. They want them to go now. They want them out. Don't take any time for anything, because they were afraid that it was not going to stop with just the firstborn. Yes, they're tormented by the loss of life, but they're afraid that it would continue, that they would all lose their lives. So not only Pharaoh, but all the people are telling them, go, go, go away, take your stuff, leave. So much so that, you know, it says that they're kneading bowls. They put them in their cloaks and on their shoulders and left with them. These are things that they probably prepared the night before and were going to have it for that day, but they didn't get to finish preparing it. That's how quickly they are leaving. And it states that the Lord gave them favor with the people so that they gave them whatever they asked. And so Egypt is plundered simply because God had a hand in it. I also think it's interesting that it states that the people of Israel lived in Egypt for 430 years. And at the end of 430 years, on that very day, all the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. You could not have timing like that without God controlling events. We had this brief intermission in which some rules about the Passover are given regarding foreigners, that they have to be circumcised. No uncircumcised were to partake in the Passover. You had the consecration of the firstborn and the explanation of how that related to the firstborn in Egypt, and they were to redeem their firstborn sons. And then finally we have this little section here at the end of chapter 13 in which it says that there was the pillars of cloud and fire that went with the people to provide them protection and guidance along the way. 430 years seems like a really long time. Think about the fact that 400 years ago mankind was barely discovering the Americas and beginning to colonize. 400 years ago, the United States of America was not even thought of yet. 400 years ago, people were just barely understanding the nature of the world. So much has happened in the last 400 years, and yet this is how long the Israelites were in the land of Egypt. And they did not forget Joseph. They carried up his bones out of Egypt just as he made them promise, even though it took so long for it to come to fruition. And they've grown from just a handful of people that came to Egypt, and now they are probably about 2.5 million. It says there were 600,000 men plus women and children. We don't know exactly how many that would have been, but you know, just using the standard figure we usually do of four, you know, two children, a wife and a husband, then we're looking at about 2.5 million. That's a lot of people. Basically, that would be just a little bit more than the entire city of Houston walking out of a country. That's how many people we're talking about. But God did not forget them, and God never forgets any that are His. He continually watches over them, and sometimes it seems like lots of time passes, but for God it's not that much time. And He never gives up, and He continues to watch. Now, sooner or later, God's plans will be complete, and He's no longer going to allow this earth to continue, and the day of judgment will come. We don't know when that will be. Maybe it'll be another 400 years. Maybe it'll be 4 days. Who knows? But we need to remember that God is with us. Don't ever forget that. And that's the thought I want to leave you with today. If God would do so much for them to fulfill His promises, what will He do for us to fulfill His promises? God is faithful. God is just. He deserves our allegiance and our obedience. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.